Hello and welcome to another episode of the Abundance Manifestors podcast. We are back for more abundance manifesting together, and back by popular demand is our lovely Ted from Regenic Skin Labs. And we are actually live in person today, so you can hear his voice nice and clearly. Le Hama, Ted.
Aye, Le Hama. Man, it is good to be back. And it is good to be here with you, Olivia.
Oh, thanks. Gosh. It's always good. I just had my what did I have? A lip.
Yeah, you just had your IPL with us, and your skin is glowing. Glowing. So bright, so smooth, just radiance.
Thank you. If only this was a video camera, but I need to get my video camera game on, because right now everything's audio, but I think it works.
I think it's works.
Yeah,
I think it works. I love it. I love listening to podcasts and audiobooks when I'm on the go, or when I'm just folding laundry or just taking it easy.
Yeah, I think we're just at that stage in our lives, you know, where we're just like, we don't want to, don't give me the doomch, doomch, doomch. I just want to hear conversations with real human beings that I can mildly relate to or a lot relate to. And I think that's really a huge part of where society is heading.
Yeah.
Right.
I think we're just going through a shift right now, and it's really exciting to see and to be witness, you know, and to witness this shift into a more self-love, self-help. It's more like a mental, emotional wellness perspective. And, you know, who would have thought growing up in the 90s as we did, like this is coming.
I know. I think about that sometimes, and I think we didn't dive deeply enough into the last episode, which, by the way, if you're listening and you haven't listened to the original episode with Ted coming on the first time, you should go back, listen to that episode, and then come back. But we didn't dive deeply enough into, like, the Asian American experience, I think, of just, I remember, so I go to, I don't run, I walk quickly at the Arcadia High School track sometimes at night.
What?
And so, because my husband Chris is preparing for a marathon.
So you walk quickly?
I walk quickly.
Wow. I
don't run.
I don't remember. I mean, the last time I walked quickly was inside a 99 Ranch on the weekend. I mean, like, the moment you're in there, game on. You better run to get your produce before somebody else gets it.
Especially at the new one. Have you been?
Yeah.
The Arcadia one?
Yeah, that's crazy. I feel like it's a free-for-all, and I feel like I've been trained for this, you know?
No, it's wild. I was like, whoa, this 99 Ranch is crazy.
Oh, my God.
But no, I was saying that because I was walking the Arcadia track at night, and the marching band was practicing, and they were playing, like, a Studio Gilby medley.
Whoa.
And my heart was so happy, and I filmed, like, a part of them too, like, just practicing. And I just remember texting my niece, and I was like, Genevieve, I think the Arcadia, I mean, I could be wrong, it sounded like Studio Gilby to me, maybe it was something else, something Asian. So then I texted her, I was like, I think they're doing a Studio Gilby medley, and, like, I'm just so happy for your generation. Like, back in my day, we would have never had this. We would have never been able to do anything that was remotely relative to us in a marching band in high school or anything. Like, this is just so amazing. I'm so happy that you're able to experience this as a child and be so comfortable with your identity.
Yeah, your nieces are great, by the way.
Oh, all thanks. Of them.
They're phenomenal. So, man, I'm like, that's really exciting to see the next generation come up. And, you know, that's what it's all about. Paying it forward, you know, plenty to go around from the place of abundance.
Yeah, right?
Hence
the Abundance Manifestors podcast.
Oh my gosh. So Olivia, how did you come up with this?
So I think this whole Abundance Manifestors thing really started with this discovery into human design. Have you heard of it before?
No.
Okay, so it's some design, like, hippie stuff that, honestly, as a logical, mildly educated person, I would say I think it's interesting. Mm-hmm. All this, like, woo-woo stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think people have asked about my perspective on this before, and as much as I love it, and I think whatever is positive and abundant and has things to do with manifestation and in a positive, good way, I'm subscribing, right? So when it comes to human design, it is kind of a woo-woo thing. You have to know your birth time and
what
place you were born. It's like that astrological stuff.
Wow.
But I think it's actually based off of I Ching, so something like with Taiwan.
Oh wow!
Stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And one of the categories that you can fall into is called manifester or manifesting generator. Ooh, which wow. I am a manifesting generator. And whether you believe it or not, honestly, I don't know if I believe it or not, you fall into the category. Like, we would be, without knowing your birth time, I would categorize you into manifesting generator. People who do a ton of stuff all at once.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing multitaskers.
Honestly, that's like me. That's right? Me. That's me. Like, five things going on at mm-hmm. once all my life. And now, you know, it's really rewarding, you know, manifesting, writing letters from 15, 20 years ago, saving it all, you know, I think I have a better habit of saving it all now and looking back at it and the results are there. I mean,
yeah.
Dream big, be specific.
Yes.
Be specific and watch it come into fruition.
Right. And then it's like no limits. It's like, who said you couldn't speak 20 languages? Or like, who said you can't mm-hmm. get multiple degrees? Who said you can't open a business? You can do whatever you want. I don't know if you do this. Do you do like quarterly goals?
Oh, you know what? Actually, I just started yesterday. Funny you say this, but recently I came across a quote from Oprah where she, you know, she's huge on manifesting and coming from a place of abundance. But she says, have a clear vision of what you want in life. Have a clear vision when you're manifesting. Even the original founders of manifesting, I mean, based on the movie The Secret, I mean, Esther Hicks says, be specific, envision and see the number, you know, the number, the street, the driveway, the home, the clothing, the personality, the demeanor, the aura, channel it all, put it out there. The universe will give it to you. I love it. Yes. I believe it so much.
Have you read that book, where it's from?
I have.
The Law of Attraction?
Yeah. The Law of Attraction is so good.
Really interesting how Esther Hicks is like, you know, channeling Abraham. Mm-hmm. And it's like this really interesting experience. I actually didn't read the book. I audiobooked it.
Oh my God. I did the same thing. I mean, I'm not going to lie. No,
it's really interesting. So, so it depends because I read and I audiobook.
Yeah.
Depending on how much time I have.
Yeah.
If I have the physical book, great. If I don't, then I just audiobook
it. I love that.
You know, whatever.
I love that.
But I'm constantly reading. So I do about 4 to 7 books a month. But that is definitely one of them. And I remember just in the audiobook, I almost turned it off because I was like, what is going on? So I realized later, I was like, oh, it's Esther. She's channeling again. This like woo-woo stuff is really interesting, right?
You know, I think I know what you're talking about. It's when she's channeling Abraham, you just find no, like, I can't find any relevance. So I'm like, what? This is kind of scary. Like, okay. But I get it though. And you know, mm-hmm. let me tell you this. I once manifested that I would have an interaction with Michelle Obama. And writing it down, and I believe somehow 6 weeks later, her book came out, The Light We Carry, mm-hmm. and I commented, and I sent a DM, and you know, like, whether it's her or not, I ended up getting a response, and I ended up getting a like, and I ended up getting just, like, that feeling hit, like, wow. Whoa, that was great. And I got a repost, and I thought that it was gorgeous and beautiful and magnificent all at once.
Yeah, you know? See, manifestation, that is a very clear vision that you had that actually came true. And tell me, how many times has that happened for you?
Okay, it's happened more than I can count, time and time again, whether it's like you're, you know what, like you can even manifest for others, albeit mm-hmm. it would be things that are positive, like good energy that goes the furthest, but you can definitely manifest for others.
Yeah.
And I've done that. I've manifested for myself. I've even invited friends over to start making vision boards and mm-hmm. setting a timeline when we would circle back. Man, let me tell you, it works so well. If you look at my vision board from 5-6 years ago, I got all of those things and if not more, right?
Oh,
and
yeah, for sure. So vision boarding is very important to me. I used to hold vision boarding workshops, so I have a template.
Oh my God.
So I'm not a big like magazine cutter. Mm-hmm. Like I don't really understand like cutting pictures and stuff because ironically enough, I'm not a very visual person, mm-hmm. which is probably why I don't really understand like, oh, is there a difference in my skin? I don't know. Like,
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how to dress. I don't know how, everything for me is very audio. Yeah. So I'm a very, like, I'm an audio learner. And if there was a Claire, I'd be like Claire Audient. Like I just, everything's ears for me. So my visuals are very poor. So for me, my vision board is all text. So I have a vision board made for people. It's a template made for people who are kind of like me. You can put pictures in it if you want. But it's specifically like just an 8.5 by 11 size. You can make it bigger if you want. But it's just a manifestation board that I do every quarter.
What? I gotta get on this.
Oh, yeah. That sounds amazing. Actually, if you're listening, if you want it, just DM me, I don't know, vision board, and I'll send you the template.
That's so cool. I mean, just, I remember telling my grandmother, you know, this Chinese, Vietnamese, like, refugee, and just telling her about manifesting, and she thought that, oh, you know, it's wishful thinking, but I think I was letting her know, like, I believe it, though. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna, you know, fake it till you make it, act it, live it out, and lo and behold, it all comes true.
Yeah.
I used to go to a Starbucks on St. Gabriel and Huntington Drive and think that one day I'm gonna own a home near here, so I don't have to drive on the 10 freeway to go home. It's gonna be okay. I used to study there all the time. The first house I ended up buying, by the way, ended up just being 2 blocks away from that coffee house. That's magic. Amazing. Magic.
Actual, and literal magic. That's amazing.
Actually, like, it's magic, man. And it is so good. I think just putting it out there, you don't have to worry about the how to. You just have to think, be very clear about the specifics and put in the work. Mm-hmm. Put in the work. You have the goal in mind. Put in the work on, you know, on what you're currently doing, and just whatever move that would get you closer to your goal, just be open to it. Go for it. Let it all fall in place.
Right? And it's like, if you don't see the end goal, if you're not doing something, okay, you don't have to do it every quarter, because I think that's a little extreme. Mm-hmm. Not for me, but for most people out there. They're like, you do a vision board every quarter. I was like, yep. If I don't, I don't know where I'm going.
Oh my gosh.
So every quarter. This time I'm actually kind of late, because it's already mid-October. So my last one, and I always say it, it's on the top. It's manifestation board, or manifestations.
And I gotta see this.
Yeah, I'll show it to you. So it's by September 30th, by December whatever. So I just finished mine yesterday, so I'm actually like 2 weeks late on this one. But I sometimes try to coordinate it with like the moon cycles too. So what's interesting for this one in particular, I know, see, it's like I want to subscribe to the woo-woo stuff, and then at the same time I have like my logical left brain going, wait, how real is this? But also, does it hurt to follow a moon schedule, you know, like this, there's a new moon, right? So it's supposed to be like intention setting and goal setting or whatever. So this particular one is about like partnerships and friendships, and like great time for our friendship to develop, and like,
love.
Right? Isn't it
love
great?
It. I so love
like,
it. I love it.
Ideal partnerships. And if you're single, I mean, we're not, but like if you are, it's a great time to really think about like, who do you want your ideal partner to be? Mm-hmm. And really envision that. And whether that's in business, friendships, love, whatever it is, just like working together. And I think it's a really cool way to start visualizing who you want to be, what you want to contribute to society. And
I love that. Yeah, I love that. I got to look into the moon schedule, but that sounds phenomenal. I really think that is really empowering. The more you know, the more you know, believe it, think positive, think big. Oh man, anything is possible. You know, Olivia, given how like the humble beginnings you and I both had, I think it's a real true testament to just how hard work changes it all.
I just love that. And then like just getting to know you more, and I was like, oh my gosh, are you like my long lost twin, Ahia or something?
Let's go. My goodness. So funny. It's so funny how the world works, because, you know, just, you have such a great energy to you and a good outlook on life. And for the longest time, I mean, I talk to your brother all the time, because he's such an inspiration. Your brother is a real like power player, inspiration, totally. Leader, philanthropist, comedian. So
yes, yeah.
Yeah, it's so cool. I get to hang out with his sister that he has so much pride and love for. And yeah, I'm just, it's so nice when energy meets energy, when like attracts like, all bets are off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so inspired by my siblings, like, you know, my Coco.
Yeah.
Coco, Zeze, right? Yeah. What's interesting is like, oh, I mean, it's like we're Chu Chow, but do you speak Cantonese?
I do, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so same thing. Like, so my brother and my sister are so much older than me, and we just were, I mean, I grew up looking up to them, and I think always, whether it's in public or in the back of my mind, like, they'll always be the inspirational people in my life. And so I'm just so glad that, like, you really get along with him. And, like,
oh my god, it's, yeah, it's such awesome. I'm such a fan, but also it's like such a good vibe. I mean, we bonded over our similar upbringing, and just to, you know, come across you at the, like, AAPI panel discussion, it was so serendipitous, I would say.
Yeah,
it really brought us together at the right time, right place in life, you know.
Yeah,
I really love that.
Yeah, yeah. And I love how we were instantly bonded, like, okay, yeah, wait, you're Ken's sister, let's see Tiojunang.
Yeah, I love being Tiojunang. It is so awesome. So I mean, it's like there's a saying that one of my childhood best friends always said to me, you know, we always just say gagi nang.
Yeah,
you know, gagi nang, see me, come on. Yeah, yeah, it's great.
And then Gaki Nung, I mean, they used to have an organization. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That's insane. I never got to be a part of it yet, but one day.
I don't know if they're still around, which is why I was like, man, we should probably gather a lot of the Gaki Nung and kind of reignite this Gaki Nung
situation. I would be happy to host something like this at a noodle house.
We should
okay, go. For everybody,
we should
okay?
Go like,
yeah, we would. I would.
That would be so funny. I'd eat chagwe.
Yeah, I would love great. To eat chagwe. Yeah, man. Yeah. Like, oh, hyamjiyo. Yeah. My goodness. Sunte. Yeah, sunte. Hyamjiyo.
Yeah.
Dauge.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, my goodness. I love speaking this language with you.
That's, I know. So, and then what are the chances that we also speak the same languages?
We do. Canto, Mando,
yeah.
English,
yeah.
Viet. What's
and
up?
You minored in linguistics too.
I did.
That
I
is
did.
So funny.
So that's funny. I met my match. I'm like, what the? Who are you? And
I
was
know.
Like, who is this girl? Okay, what? I ain't special anymore? Oh, wait, never mind. Okay.
We can
okay.
Be special.
I know her brother. Never mind.
Yeah, we can all be special together, Ted, okay?
Yeah, because we're coming from a place of abundance, y'all.
Yes,
so.
We can all be special together.
Oh my god. So funny. I really, really grateful for that. It's been so much fun and so exciting, you know, just watching your momentum, Olivia, your energy, your drive, your positivity. It really pushes, you know, everyone around you to be, you know, a step above, you know.
Oh, thank you so much.
Wow, yeah. There's a quote that says, like, you know, best, better, best. Never let it rest. So, you know, your good is your best, but your better is your best. And I was like, wow, it's this quote was very unique. And it talks about just never settling, never being, you know, complacent in life, and just keep going forward, you know. I love that.
Exactly. So I think that sometimes I actually get some criticism, I guess, from the haters, you know, because I just never stop. Like, I just think that there's no limit. You can be a limitless creator for your entire life. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So what? So I reached this goal. Okay, that's great. I'm going to celebrate it. But that's not the hill that I'm going to die on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of hills that I'm going to die on.
Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah, no, I'm, like, yeah. I love that. I love that. I failed up too. I mean, I love to say that I failed up just because I say that over and over just because it's so true. Nothing's easy. None of this is easy for any of us. And then just because you work so hard to hit a goal and then you're off to the next, I mean, it doesn't mean you're not committed. It doesn't mean that you're not accomplished. What it means is that you just see more and more for yourself and you're driven for that, right? So,
yeah.
You know, one thing I want to ask you is just, I've been so inspired and curious, you know, coming from a Chinese Vietnamese background and your humble beginnings, how did you get your family, or how did you venture off into entertainment and singing with such a, you know, in such a scale that you did? I mean, it's not even just a recording that you play on Winamp for you 90s kids out there, you know, on playing your MP3 player or a burn CD, but I mean, you legit, you're like, on TV, you're performing nationally, you're on concerts, like, you, yeah, how do you do that?
I would say that I definitely went against the grain. So I don't think I've told you the story, but I started college when I was 13. So I started college when I was 13, and I was kind of on this path of like just finishing college early. And I think it was from just being the youngest sibling and deep, deep insecurity issues. And so it was just, it was an interesting twist, because I start college at 13. It ends up being a really cool experience. But then I started doing social media and music when I was 14, 15. And that's kind of what pushed everything. And when I first started, it was actually kind of confusing, and I didn't really understand what voice I had. Honestly, I didn't really develop my own unique sound, I want to say, until like 2014. So it took about 10 years. Yeah, because I started around 2004.
Wow.
And just kind of having this generic, I was just another female voice with a range. Like, I had a pretty good range. Smile, like, okay natural talent. Like, I would say from the years of 2004 to 2014, I definitely felt like I had a voice, but I didn't have my own voice. And during that time, it was like training my voice while everybody was watching. It was kind of crazy, unsupervised, like, just published things on MySpace, and then like published videos on YouTube when nobody else was doing it. Like, we were at UCLA around the same time, and like, just, yeah, I mean, I started that YouTube channel, and then two months later, I'm getting millions of views. I'm on the front page of the Daily Bruin. And then just like, I want to say 2 years later, that's when I won Taiwan Idol.
Wow. Taiwan Idol winner, Olivia Tsai.
And that was, now that's so long ago, right? 2009. Like, I don't even know if I can really remember it as clearly as I used to, right? It was a long time ago, as a credit. Again, and that was during the time I was still finding my voice, which is so strange, right? Because I was like, how did I win this competition? And now, I don't know, maybe it's because of, not saying it's less, any less or any more being an Asian competition, but...
My goodness, but your voice is so good. And for those of you who haven't checked it out yet, on Spotify, type in Olivia Tsai, check out her singles, her music. It's I Come to Slay. The other one is Coffeehouse Cool Chick. I mean, honestly, it's great music, great vocals, great range. It's very, very endearing to see just how you have really pushed yourself. Just from the time I've met you, you have always pushed yourself, and you're always on this up and up. And I think, man, it's so easy to be misunderstood when you're always pushing yourself, that everyone else around them, like, or everyone else around you might just feel, you know, like, wow, there's so much shifting, there's so much growth there. And really, guys, like, it's all about perspective. When you see that and you see people around you hustling and bustling and, you know, doing more for themselves, it's inspiring. It could be perceived as such a beautiful lesson, you know?
Thanks. Yeah, that's a good thing to have. And I think that was one of the goals that I had this year in particular, where I want to surround myself with people who see that, right? That's the goal, is to surround ourselves with people that are kind of like-minded and like you. Like, I feel like I manifested you as a friend.
Oh my God, same here.
Right? Isn't it crazy? Because, like, not saying that my current friends are any less or any more, but, like, it's just different.
It's different.
It's very different.
I feel like everyone who comes into your life, there's a saying, they come into your life for a reason or a season. Mm-hmm. So it is, you know, a part about the walk of life, right? And I feel like for you, like, for what you, I mean, just from my perspective, what you've added to my life is just such an inspiration to think that, hey, you know, just when you think that it could get so lonely when you're focusing and working hard at something, when you see others around you and they're chasing their vision, their dream, their manifestations, they're making it happen, man, give them a round of applause, smile from afar, because really, like, there's plenty to go around. This world has so much to offer all of us. I think, you know, one thing I learned from my mentor is that, like, for example, you could say going into any industry, oftentimes people would immediately come from a place of fear, saying, hey, there's already a lot of accountants out there. There's already a lot of engineers, a lot of mechanics, or a lot of, you know, a lot of doctors, a lot of nurses, a lot of businessmen, right? But there's always room for the best. And I love that. There is always room for the best, you know? I love that. Yeah, that's and I awesome. See you doing that. You're like that force of nature. You're relentless. You're an iron fist. And you're like, you're committed and you want to do it. The only difference is that you smile along the way.
Well, ironically, I'm actually one of the least competitive people that I know. So for me, when I go into something, I'm like, it's so strange coming from somebody who's won a lot of competitions. Because I go into these competitions and I'm like, I'm not really there to, I'm not there to be the best or compete and be the best. I'm there to be my best.
Mm-hmm.
So if my best is enough to win, great. But if my best is going to get me like 7th place, also great.
Oh my God. 7th right? place is better than no place, man. I'm telling you. So that's good.
That's also true.
So good. I love that. I love that. I love seeing your journey. And man, we're just getting started here. I mean, there's many great things to come. And when it comes to manifesting, I would say just really be so specific. Be so clear with yourself with what you want. Like in 3 months, in 6 months, in 1 year, 3 years, in 5 years, what do you see for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a saying that like if you had 2 glasses with you, one is filled with water, the other one's empty, get a piece of paper. Write down all your goals, what you see, what you're manifesting. Be so specific. Fold that up into 4s and throw that into the empty glass. Then pick up the glass with the water next to it and drink it and feel it. Feel everything you manifested as just it is so freshly written. Drink that water and manifest and let that energy, you know, they call it quantum manifesting. And I've done this with a few friends actually 4 months ago. And last night I met up with them. One of them went on America's Got Talent, as he was hoping. The other one was able to grow her audience and launch a lifestyle brand. I was like, wow, this is inspiring, amazing. And it just goes to show that you can really have the life you want.
That's amazing. Wait, did you watch that documentary with the doctor in Japan that came up with this whole thing about the water?
No, but I would love to.
Yes, so it's this documentary. You can find it. It's so old. It looks like it was shot in another time. They just discovered color TV. And it's this doctor in Japan who tested different waters from different places.
Oh my God. If I'm drinking water from the San Gabriel Valley, does that mean I'm not going to be able to manifest as well? Shoot.
Well, he basically talks about how water... Okay, I went on this whole thing because I was really into crystals for a while.
Yeah, I love crystal quartz.
Yeah, I think I'm still into crystals, but for less reasons now. Actually, no, pretty much the same reasons as it was before. But I just thought it was so fascinating that there is this entire community of people that truly subscribe to this whole crystal ideology of how each crystal holds different energies. And I was like, that cannot be true. As a logical college educated person that really loves science and facts and logic, I was just curious. I was like, wow, where is this whole theory even coming from? Crystals are formed by water. And so this doctor scientist, he goes and tests it out. And he does these experiments with, like, kindergartners.
Wow.
And he's like, okay, put a sticker on one water and call it bad. Mm-hmm. And then the second one say it's good. And then, like, weeks later, come back and check on it. And the bad one has, like, mold. It's infested. It's, like, disgusting. And then the good one is still good.
That's crazy.
Same water source, but you tell it what you want.
That's a trip. That's a trip. I'm writing this down because that's a trip and I need to learn from this. That's amazing. It's like manifesting your child. Like, this child is going to be a bad child. Bad child.
Yeah.
Bad child.
And then guess what? Humans are also made of mostly water.
That is crazy.
So whatever you tell yourself or whatever you like tell other people, they absorb it. And
that is crazy because humans are made of water.
Yeah. And we can be very specific and very mindful of what we tell ourselves, what we tell the people around us, what we tell the kids. And I think that's a huge, huge revelation and insight on how things work. And if we can put some energy, positive energy into things, it can really heal and manifest.
That makes so much sense. You know how they say if you're in a relationship with someone and you treat that person like they're a bad boyfriend or a bad girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
whether they are or not, it will be the way you treat them. They will fulfill your manifesting and become that bad boyfriend or bad girlfriend. But if you treat them like a best boyfriend or the best girlfriend, I mean, they will end up becoming your best boyfriend or best girlfriend. I mean, really, it's like you, these relationships we play out, whether it's your insecurity that's speaking out, but how you treat it, how you go about it, what you manifest for it, that's how it rolls out, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's so powerful when you said about the water theory and how you label the water. It's like how we label people, we label our relationships, we label our, you know, our responsibilities, our obligations, you know, it's all a, like, all a matter of how we label ourselves. Wow, yeah. That's so beautiful. I definitely got to look into that. Man, Olivia, you are an inspiration. This manifesting abundance is a new journey. And this coming from someone who speaks, you know, five languages and who's the, I would love to say, very proud to be Chu Chow and Chinese Vietnamese, you know, of a son of a refugee, and just to surround myself with this positive, like-minded energy is so comforting and nourishing, but also I feel like it's very inspiring to achieve what's ahead.
Yeah, I see a very lovely friendship ahead of us.
I'm excited, and cheers to many more bowls of noodles, yes, and turnip cakes and sriracha and Maggi soy sauce.
Love it,
Olivia.
Thank you so much, Ted. This has been so fun. Thank you for coming back for a comeback episode.
Yeah, I love it, guys. And thank you, everybody, for all your positive feedback, comments, support. I mean, gosh, that's really nice of you guys. And, you know, any questions you got, let us know. Olivia and I are always, you know, always so down to help the community, but also so very, very positive advocates for manifesting and coming from a place of abundance.
Yay!
Yeah! Bye, guys.
Thank you.
You've just listened to another episode of the Abundance Manifestors podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember to subscribe and follow me on Instagram @olivia.tai. Talk to you all soon.